Ripple wins preliminary MICA approval for EU-wide crypto services. Ripple has received preliminary approval on its path to a full markets in crypto assets, MICA license in the European Union, a step the company and its supporters are reading as a green light for regulated crypto services across the block. The development was reported on June 23, 2026, and builds directly on the groundwork Ripple laid earlier this year through its Luxembourg entity, Ripple Payments Europe SA. The approval is preliminary, not final. It signals that the regulator overseeing Ripple's EU authorization, Luxembourg's Commission de Surveillance du Secteur Financier, CSSF, is satisfied with the firm's application so far, with full authorization still subject to conditions. For a company that spent years fighting the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission in court, a clean regulatory track in Europe is a notable change of footing. The license that comes with a passport MICA is the EU's single rulebook for crypto asset service providers, or CASPs. The reason a CASP license matters more than any single national permit is the passport attached to it. One authorization granted by a national regulator is recognized across all 30 countries of the European Economic Area, the 27 EU member states plus Iceland, Norway, and Liechtenstein. A firm licensed in Luxembourg can then offer its authorized services in Germany, France, and every other EEA market without reapplying in each one. A full CASP authorization covers custody, transfer, exchange, and placement of crypto assets. For Ripple, that scope reaches the parts of its business that touch end users directly, holding customer assets, moving them, and converting between tokens and euros. The preliminary nod does not switch all of that on today, but it moves Ripple toward operating those services under one regulated umbrella rather than a patchwork of local arrangements. RLUSD and the stablecoin question. The most concrete near-term prize is stablecoins. Ripple issues RLUSD and MICA set specific rules for how a stablecoin can be offered and circulated inside the block. A MICA-aligned Ripple would have a cleaner route to distributing RLUSD to European users and businesses, which is where the story connects to everyday spending. Stablecoins are the settlement layer behind a growing share of stablecoin-based card spending, and EU regulators have spent the past year tightening the framework around who can issue them and on what terms. The Bank of England's recent decision to drop stablecoin holding caps pointed one way on supervision. The broader push to treat issuers like pseudobanks under heavier capital and reserve rules points another. A MICA license places Ripple firmly inside that supervised tier, which is the cost of distributing a euro or dollar reference token at scale across Europe. A regulatory win against a falling tape. The timing is awkward in one respect. XRP traded near $1.11 as of June 23, 2026, down about 2% on the day and close to 10% over the prior week, according to CoinMarketCap data. The broader market sat in fear, with the Fear and Greed Index reading 20 as Bitcoin slipped to roughly $62,146 and Ether to about $1,186. Regulatory progress and price action are running in opposite directions for now. That divergence is the point worth holding on to. Licensing is a multi-quarter structural change. A single week of red candles is not. The EMI and MICA approvals do not move XRP's price on the day they land, but they decide which markets Ripple can legally serve over the next several years. XRP ledger activity has been a separate bright spot, with the chain leading real-world asset inflows earlier this month, and a European license would give Ripple a regulated venue to build on that. Practical read for crypto users. For most readers, the immediate effect is small, and the second-order effect is larger. A MICA-licensed Ripple means more regulated stablecoin and custody options reaching EEA users through channels that have to meet EU disclosure, reserve, and conduct standards. That tends to widen the set of compliant on-ramps and settlement rails that card programs and wallets can plug into, rather than changing any one card overnight. It is also a reminder that approved and preliminary approval are different states. The CSSF letter is a strong signal, but the services it unlocks depend on the final authorization clearing its remaining conditions. Treat the EEA-wide rollout as a plan with regulatory backing, not a switch already flipped.